Through a series of miracles, I got scholarships, graduated, and earned bachelor's and master's degrees in psychology before moving a few hours north of my hometown to go to law school at UC Berkeley. This move happened the same summer I lost 60 pounds, got certified as a personal trainer, and got out of a bad marriage. I put myself through law school as a personal trainer. After graduating, I practiced the law for a couple of years, representing people who had been sued civilly and charged criminally for the same conduct. Ultimately, I ended up representing a few bad apple real estate agents whose disturbingly lackadaisical approach to their clients' transactions, their flexible lifestyles, and their income, much more than mine, inspired me to make a career change. I can do this better, I thought. So I got a real estate broker's license, quit my lawyer job, and hung out my shingle in the field of Bay Area real estate right around the peak of the market in 2005. I represented a bunch of people just like me, smart, young professionals buying their first homes. I'd bought mine right after graduation. These people researched everything, but they were often very intimidated by the prospect of jumping into the insane market climate of overbidding and over-asking offers. Sitting with my buyer clients in the car, I spotted a lot of patterns in what people